Okay, we're holding here, Parshas Noach, page 89. It says, "Vayigra mayim al ha'aretz chamishim u'mas yoyim." So, it seemed to be an extremely long mabul. "Vayigra mayim al ha'aretz chamishim u'mas yoyim." So the Tzarzmincha asks, "V'zeh teimu gadol, maya tzor chol zeh?" Why did 150 days, "Barbam yom shalom abaya daya," 40 days would be enough. "V'yitziv nifku kol mayinus toim rabba v'ruvus ha'shmayim niftechu." If you want to get rid of the Rishoyim, send a plague and come back after a few days and there's nobody around. What does he need this Mabul and for so long? So maybe the reason you don't want to do a plague is you want to have this whole shtickel of how he's going to save himself. So he says, it's something that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the very Bria. built into the Bria something called Nekama for Avda Avera. Upula zuho yapolim oisid achteva, mesha shemayim yitnu talam vartzitei nevula boka achteva shasamehem. Kachuta vimloitzim em pula lokim oiv Avera. Let's talk about this. We have something, a very fundamental law, that for every action, there's a reaction. So when you push something, it pushes back, and so on. That's why if you're on roller skates and push against the wall, you go backwards, because the wall is pushing back. So in the inanimate Bria, you have a reaction, a reaction. On an emotional level, if somebody punches us in the face, we want to punch back in the face. And the comma is as a basic human reaction as for every action is a reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed that same tchuna in the Bria. He placed that same trait that Averis will come back. And they will exact revenge. I guess in a certain sense, if we can think a little bit more deeply even about that, in a certain sense that means our actions have a real effect. Let's go back to the example, when I push something, get pushed away. It means that the energy that I have put into the wall doesn't get lost, it just recycles back to me. The whole concept of getting rewarded, certainly in this world of mitzvahs and averus, works along this mechanism of some sort of feedback. Va'oisar koyach nikra nakam, and that force is called nakam. Valken kishemala haaretz chamas v'rabba ros adam baretz, when the world became full of evil, v'yoyimahu nifku mayonas tohoim rabba v'arubis hashmayim niftechu, then the world reacted. So it wasn't like it took on the form not of a premeditated kind of, okay, now we're going to get rid of you. It's the bad that you've done has come back to you. It's a gematria of nakam. The 190 days of, 40 days of rain and 150 days of Mizgabuz Hamayim is Gemati Nokom. Minyan HaKoyach Shehebehem V'Shenikor B'Tivom Lasis. That's that Koach. U'Keshiyotza Noach V'Hikiv Kom L'Hashem Yisparav Nasu Naksu L'Hafonav Silek Min HaShemayim V'Et Oretz Oysek Koyach Kedesh L'Hashem L'Meshchato. So he sort of, let's use a fancy word, he rewired, He rerouted the koach of Nekama. It no longer would be just a general koach, like the whole world erupts, because that destroys the world. Horchsivis Kachas Adibon by Lois Prisi Bain Even Arts, Oxibli Adamaim Lamabul, Lashasa Robosa. But Oisa Koyach Kirbe Lovis Songholoi, Xiva Yalbish Big did Nokum Tobacious, Lakina Madovit Kelnikomas Hashem, Oxeroids and Nokma Eva Mashpia Masako Halachera Be a Herbe Adua, which is Nikomas Hashem. So basically, just like when a person has let's take the example of a person like Nekama, a young child when he's got hit, hurt, upset, flails out in all directions because it's so. What he does is it's a very unfocused koach that just is all over the place, and that's why it's indiscriminately destructive. When you're an adult, a person is older, mature, and he's able to focus, say, okay, I need to do this in order to get him to stop doing that, or whatever it is, or when we decide to punish criminals in a specific way. So what we're doing is we're focusing that koach. So it's the same type of koach, but it's a much more focused koach, and therefore it's a lot more effective and not as destructive. So, as long as the world around us could do things that were destructive, then we would then it would destroy the world, because the every blade of grass and every shemayim and every mayim and everything would take. What we did was we changed it to cherev. A cherev is a very, very specific, it's a lot more specific and focused koach, and that's why it worked. Okay, the next piece is a piece from the Torah Simcha also, and he asks why Noach wasn't saved by simply sending him off to Eretz Yisrael. Chazal said Eretz Yisrael was not flooded, so why didn't Noach just make Aliyah? I could imagine the anti-Zionist saying, you see, even if a marble threatens you, you shouldn't make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Because the Tzion, I could see that, but let's see what the Torah Simcha says. Mehechen Eviyosa. Reb Levi says, "Matzis Sol Eviyosa. Ahodi the Amirade Sol Lakzo Meh Mabul." So the Gemara says she brought from Matzis Sol, and you see that Matzis Sol was not affected by the Mabul. Next paragraph. Al Tetamo. Hey, Chefshe Shiyazesh Nishav Olo Makom Shagil of Shatimay Rav Shalom. I mean, there's no way in which a flood can reach 150 amas, 75 meters above a high mountain, and Matzis Sol stays unflooded. Al Titama Zeh, Shechachma Merke Kenkos Zif Merkereim Shem Mabul Kisas Kolak Hadov Nishakadu Tava Oret Eretz Yisrael. He said, researchers feel like that. And Chenkos Bala Malamid Merke Chayk Mechachma Shefshus Kaskad Mayim Shum Sad Shabolom Eva Zimar Saktakam. He also proves that you cannot have the entire world covered with water. Not sure what those proofs are exactly, but whatever. So he feels that physically it's possible. So that's something that I don't know if we still would believe today, I have no idea. But he writes, but coming from a Tardic point of view, religious point of view, Eretz Yisrael is of divine origin, connected to the divine. It's different. It's not in the klal of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael's klal is something that is Eretz Yisrael's klal is something that's. I mean, the world's klal is something that's physical. Eretz Yisrael has something else. So now he asks the question: Vim toima kim shaligi amayin makom azeh loma lomotza yonim no kafragla v'yamirishan shenstachu b'shabelov or v'yamashir matza azeh makom. Why did it take 8 days for to find it, and what did and what does it mean Noach realized on the eighth day that the water subsided? Didn't he understand something that in Eretz Yisrael there wouldn't be any water? It's only he was a Navi. Didn't he understand that Eretz Yisrael would not be affected? Kol zein akasha. So he says, ki dabe yaduahu, kishe adam nechas belev yamim, sakma yishuv. When a person goes into the deep seas, and Yochalir say Basha Klal, you don't see any shore. But Philo Rosh Harmak very much, even that you see nothing. Well, the Fom Telach Asfina Murtsosa Hazoka Hamishi Shiyam Mutsaraba, sometimes the ship will go very quickly, 5 or 6 days. And it could possibly travel thousands, 1,000 miles or more, or kilometers, milim, I guess, without seeing any dry land. That's because it's so far. Simply, it couldn't, it's because there was so much water, it couldn't reach Eretz Yisrael. Once the water subsided, then it saw that, you know, then it was able to get to that place. Let him go to Eretz Yisrael. Why not? In other words, every being in the world had to be part of the Mabul. There wasn't anyone who would be excluded from Mabul. There would be those who would be protected in the boat, but not excluded from the Mabul. So basically what he's saying is the water is outside of the Yabasha, and over there we can have somebody being saved. So his answer to that is that Noach, he was part of the Gzeir because he's part of humanity, but he was saved. So there's like an element of being part of it by being in the water with everybody else together, and yet him being saved because of, you know, being in a ship. Okay, next pasuk is, it says, V'yach Hashem Zerach Nechoyach V'yim Hashem El Libo. Hashem said to his heart. What does it mean, to Hashem said to heart? This is the Rambam on Avuchim. It always takes phrases, anthropomorphic phrases, and tries to explain how to interpret them. So Hashem telling his heart sounds very much like there's a physical entity there, and so on. V'omnom, omra liboy, v'chein omra binyanoyach, v'yem Hashem al liboy, Shema inyonoi. Listen. Vehu. Ki ho inyena shi oma bavurei ba adam. Shu oma baliba oma liboi. Hu inyena shlo yegel rizulose. When a person says, I said it to my heart, what we mean is that the person didn't share it with anybody. In other words, it's something which is not, it's more defining what didn't happen than what did happen. So the person is saying it, he's not sharing it. Anything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted but didn't tell a Navi, Yoma Alav, Vayim Hashem Aliboy, Lidam Zin Anushi, Alhem Shadibra Teira Hashem Adam. So it's a similar phrase as people use. It's a Mevua Nigla. Umipnei shemar dar hamabul, shemeri dar hamabul isvay b'tor b'shlichus, tor shlichus shaloch l'meisahi. Leizhim leidem b'mavis. Since he didn't, there was no prophet that came to the dar hamabul and told him what's happening to them. Nema bavurum keloi hai kas, aloi kai kas lem b'libo. So that's why it says he was upset in his heart. So normally the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything without telling his Navi. In other words, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things in order for us to react in a certain way, in order for us to change, react, or whatever, so everything, normally things are foretold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Navi and says, Rabbeisai, this is what's happening, this is why it's happening, this is what you need to do to change it. That's the normal flow. And these are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell a Navi, and therefore, he didn't tell Navi that would happen. He didn't tell Navi that he's not going to do it anymore. It was still, in a certain sense, beyond interaction with people. And that's why the phrase is used, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to himself, so to speak. Meaning, it's... Now, let me add just another piece over here that is in that would help flesh out what the Rambam says. Let's take an example. Let's take three types of activities. There's one activity where I tell somebody, you know, if you don't stop doing this, I'm going to punch you, or whatever it is. That's spoken, communicated, and very clear that all the activities are now have a label on it. If and because and so on. Let's take the opposite of that. Let's say I'm a type of person that sort of I react kind of very impulsively. And somebody said something, I immediately punch him. I would not even use the phrase I said in my heart, because there was no thought process involved. I simply, that's what I am. I do things on a dime and, you know, just all of a sudden I react. So that's not something that that is in any way going to be called I said to my heart. The most appropriate use of that phrase is if it's a pre-thought thing. I thought out what something is, and now I've decided I will not share that thought, but I'll do it. So it means it has enough fleshed out thought behind it that it could be deeper if it wanted to be. It's not because of a lack. I mean, the pasuk could have simply, let's go backwards. The pasuk could have simply said it without Vayomer Hashem Libo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did or didn't do. Just describe what he did or didn't do. Well, why describe what he thought and what he's... The answer is, because thought means there was and especially when we talk about being able to say something, means it's something that's completely fleshed out. It has all of the, it's a complete thought. And so all of it is with complete thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a reaction like HaKadosh Baruch Hu looking and said, oh my gosh, Hamas, boom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from Chochmas Yisbarach. The question is simply, does he want to share it with us or not? So that's why Vayomer Libo, Vayomer Hashem Libo means it's a plan, it's a mahalach, but we were not privy to it. Okay. It says ki yetz lev adam ra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will no longer curse the earth because of man. Ki yetz lev adam ra min urav. So the Sfarma says ki bi yoyis hamizogim mikam veila pchusim asher koyim amabul lo yoy be makor hasich min reik vishayna va oifin she yiskoimim la misaba misgaba olav min urav. So he says, in a certain sense, and this is almost counterintuitive, because we were weaker, people, HaKadosh Baruch will no longer hold us so accountable. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch did not make us stronger people after the Mabul so that we could resist temptation, but rather HaKadosh Baruch said, you know, they don't have they're weaker people, and therefore they will not have the mental energy or power to resist. There are a few points. First of all, it's interesting the way he says lo yorbem koach hasichli min ureihem kibarishona. Naarus usually tends to be teenage. That's the nar. Nar, the Sfarna says, comes from the Lashon Hisoirus, to awakening. A Nar is somebody who is awakens and he is, there's a lot of tumult. What a Nar is missing today is the seichel and the das to be able to cope with it. And so we can ascribe the beginning of teenagehood to the dar of the mabul. In other words, this is where it comes from. But it's very, very interesting that it seems because we're weaker, we hold us accountable. I'd like to try to give it a little bit of a different shot in what he's saying. So simply, what he seems to be saying is, okay, we have an easier defense of insanity. All teenagers will now have the defense of insanity, that they have strong taivas and emotions and very little seichel, and I don't think many people would disagree with that evaluation, and therefore they're not so accountable. I don't think that that's quite the pshat. I think there's something deeper in it. You see in the Dor HaMabul, they had the strong seichel, it didn't work. What happens is much worse. Let's say a person, we look back at our teenage years, and everyone's done his share of stupid, crazy things as a teenager, things that he is not terribly happy with. But because we can look at teenage years as being a lot of passion and very little seichel and das, we can cope with it, we can disassociate it. We don't have a need to defend our actions as teenagers or to say, wow, no, I'm right, and so on. I can say I was a crazy teenager, and that itself divorces those activities from who I am as a person. If, let's say, we would be very strong by our das as teenagers, and we would still do these things, so now we would feel this is us, we would feel a need to defend it, we would, by coupling seichel and das to a type of... coupling seichel and das to this type of tkuf, it would make it worse, because then our seichel would follow along. So because the taivas and this iris is very strong at that age, it's, and by not having seichel and das, it means we're a lot less culpable even for ourselves. We can look back and say this is not who we are. It's very interesting. So other Rishonim speak about that the world itself, the entirety of the world, has in itself tkufas of birth and teenagehood. And this is part of that. Notice it's a tkufa where people's passions were crazy. B'nei Elohim took the B'nos Haaretz, Chamas, Avodah Zarah, all these things were happening. And the world was in tumult. It still hadn't reached its shleimus of das. But that's an advantage. That means there's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says by Yosef HaTzadik that Asaf Escharpasi, she's called Yosef because Asaf Escharpasi, why? Because when somebody has a child, you can blame everything on the child. Who broke this? The child. Who dirtied this? The child. It's very, very strange that's kind of, well, what does that mean? That you have somebody to blame. Now, till now, I have to say, no, I was clumsy. Well, what does it mean we can a child? The answer is that a child, the Gemara calls it derech revisa. It means in the process of growth, breaking and damage happens. So the breaking and damage has a certain tikkun. It means that it's part of a process. When a grown-up does bad things, we basically say he's flawed. This is a black mark. When a kid acts up, so we say if he'll get to the right place, they will understand that this is part of the process of growing up. So there's a certain... the tkufa of Yaldus allows for mistakes and problems to be seen as part of a path of growing up rather than an evil that at best could be patched up. Just like physically, a child when they're young, they break a bone, the bone can heal seamlessly because the bone is still growing. An adult, if it breaks a bone, it'll heal, but it's going to be always, you'll see it because it's not growing anymore. So it's a patch. So this change of humanity, of becoming less bar das when they're young, in a certain sense was a salvation for them. Okay, we'll hold it here.